Penguin Random House Audio presents American Priest, The Ambitious Life and Conflicted Legacy of Notre Dame's Father Ted Hesburgh by Wilson D. Miscampbell, CSC. Read for you by Fred Sanders. To Dan and Marianne Rogers, Brian and Nancy Sullivan, and Terry Seidler. Preface. The Evolution of a Book and a Relationship. Father Theodore Martin Hesburgh, always Father Ted to me, died peacefully at Notre Dame late in the evening of February 26, 2015. He lived a long and full life. American Priest sheds light on this life and his many and varied engagements both at the university that he led for 35 years and far beyond it. The book has had a long gestation, and its form and content have evolved over the two decades since I first announced to Father Ted that I planned to write about him. One fall evening in 1994, I called Father Hesburgh and caught him at his desk in his office suite on the 13th floor of the Hesburgh Library. I asked if I might see him, and he invited me to come right over. 5 minutes later, I was in his office, surrounded by all the special photographs, memorabilia items, and autographed books that gave glimpses of his associations, activities, and accomplishments over his long tenure as president of Notre Dame. From its window, we could see Our Lady positioned so gracefully atop the university's signature golden dome. Father Ted was smoking a sizable cigar and had been reading the New York Times with a magnifying glass and listening to classical music. Father Ted drew my attention to some of the first editions he had on his bookshelves. I then caught him a bit unawares when I interrupted him and said, as best I can recall, "Well, Father Ted, I have come to see you tonight about writing a book. I want to write a book about you." After paying a tribute to his best-selling autobiography, God, Country, Notre Dame, I explained that I planned to write a comprehensive biography of the life and times sort that would build on his memoir. Father Ted was taken aback by this statement of my intentions. We sat down, and I must say that he momentarily was caught out for the appropriate words, definitely a rare occurrence for him. He knew I was a historian of some ability, but I was a student of post-war American foreign relations. I had no special background as a biographer, unlike my distinguished colleague, Father Marvin R. O'Connell, whose terrific biography of Archbishop John Ireland, Father Hesburgh so admired. Furthermore, he knew that I was heavily engaged in my work as chair of the history department at Notre Dame, and would not be able to devote my full energies to this effort. Perhaps with such concerns in mind, he puffed on his cigar, and after exhaling, he offered a warning. He revealed an insightful sense of his extensive activities, and explained that it would be hard for a single historian to capture in a full and meaningful way the extent of his actions over the years since he had emerged as a prominent public figure in the United States. He even recited for me the extent of the holdings in his presidential papers, housed in the University of Notre Dame archives. Additionally, he asked, how could any single person, let alone a busy one like me, investigate with care the records of the various commissions and agencies on which he had served? Having come to know Father Ted over the years since my ordination as a Holy Cross priest, and appointment to the regular faculty of Notre Dame in 1988, I had expected something like this response. I had two rejoinders at the ready. First, I explained that a trained historian did not need to read every document ever associated with a subject to get the gist of things. Otherwise, I continued, how would biographies be written of great figures like Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt? Historical figures with whom he knew I was well familiar. Putting that matter to the side, I readily conceded to him that it would be a major undertaking to write a definitive biography of him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?